From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing his series in the Book of Romans, Dr. Cairns brings the final portion of a message entitled, The Standard of God's Righteous Judgment. Paul emphasizes that God will never deviate from his own standard. The righteous judgment of God will reflect the character of the judge. God is righteous of necessity, so his judgment will be according to the absolute rightness of his being, not by any standard of man. Also, God's judgment will reflect his goodness. Then, God's righteous judgment will reveal the state of all who come before him. There will be no hiding behind a refuge of lies. This judgment will demonstrate man's true standing before God's law and his gospel. Finally, God's judgment will require the execution of the sentence of his law and of his gospel. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought taken from Faith's Checkbook, written by the great 19th century English preacher C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Fear Has Its Place. The text is Proverbs chapter 28, verse 14. Happy is the man that feareth alway. The fear of the Lord is the beginning and the foundation of all true religion. Without a solemn awe and reverence of God, there is no foothold for the more brilliant virtues. He whose soul does not worship will never live in holiness. He is happy who feels a jealous fear of doing wrong. Holy fear looks not only before it leaps, but even before it moves. It is afraid of error, afraid of neglecting duty, afraid of committing sin. It fears ill company, loose talk, and questionable policy. This does not make a man wretched, but it brings him happiness. The watchful sentinel is happier than the soldier who sleeps at his post. He who foreseeth evil and escapes it is happier than he who walks carelessly on and is destroyed. Fear of God is a quiet grace which leads a man along a choice road, of which it is written, No lion shall be there, neither shall any ravenous beast go up thereon. Fear of the very appearance of evil is a purifying principle, which enables a man, through the power of the Holy Spirit, to keep his garments unspotted from the world. In both senses, he that feareth alway is made happy. Solomon had tried both worldliness and holy fear. In the one he found vanity, in the other happiness. Let us not repeat his trial, but abide by his verdict.
Oh,
Desire to study the Bible, but you're really not sure how to go about it? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study today.
You've heard of God's eternal, unspeakable love for sinners. You've heard of the miracle of all miracles in the giving of the blessed Son of God to become man, to wend His lonely way all the way to Calvary. Many and many and many a time you've been drawn to that ugly hill crag called the place of the skull. Many and many and many a time in your heart and in your mind you've contemplated the sacrifice of the Lamb of God. You've seen the fountain filled with the Redeemer's blood. Some of you have received Christ, and for that I thank God from my heart. Others of you, listen to me very carefully. Others of you have pretended to receive Christ just to give you enough religious cover to live the damnable life that you're living. And others yet have thoughtlessly, blatantly cast aside every invitation of grace. On that day, every sinner will stand before God for righteous judgment. Let me tell you, there'll be no bluffing. You can make this preacher believe that you're saved. Don't take any pride in that. I have been wrong before, and I'll be wrong again. that you are going out to meet a God who says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. I'll make so bold as to say tonight that as you sit in this meeting and you open this Bible, you know where you stand in relation to God's law. You know whether that law condemns you as a sinner or whether it doesn't. You know where you stand in relation to God's Christ and God's gospel. And you know if you have received Him or if you've rejected Him or even if you've blasphemed Him with a hypocritical profession to cover up your sin. Oh, that you would learn tonight where you stand before God, because the righteous judgment of God will undoubtedly reveal the true state of all who come before Him. The last thing I want to say is this, that the righteous judgment of God will require the execution of the sentence established by God in His law, aye, and even in His gospel. Now, Paul will deal with this more fully later in this chapter, how that God will deal with men according to the law. For now, the thought is merely introduced. But oh, what a thought it is. What a thought it is. On that day of judgment, God will give to sinners exactly and eternally what they deserve. He will not give any mercy, for that is something that they have long ago forfeited and rejected. What God will give at the great white throne is untempered justice. Neither more nor less than what He has laid down in His Word. What was true of the temporal judgments that God executed through Israel is true of the final judgment that He will execute in person. Psalm 149 verse 9 tells me He will execute upon them, notice the phrase, the judgment written. But what is the judgment written? The Word of God leaves us in no doubt. Ezekiel tells us in 18 verse 4, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Paul tells us in Romans 6, verse 23, the wages of sin is death. Mark 16, verse 16 tells us, he that believeth not shall be damned. Breakers of God's law are condemned. God comes along to condemn sinners with the offer of mercy. And He presents to them the beauties of the finished work of Jesus Christ and the complete pardon and the perfect righteousness and the total acceptance that are all in Christ. He offers Christ freely in the gospel. But to all who reject Him and all who do not believe in Him, the word is, he that believeth not shall be damned. I would to God that God would let that word reverberate in the conscience of every one of you who knows not Christ. He that believeth not shall be damned. Many years ago, a Christian was traveling in England. The railway carriage, a man got into the carriage, they began to talk. Christian was just a new Christian, and so he was bubbling over with the joy of the Lord. He knew very little scripture, but he knew he was saved. And he told this other fellow about it. And he said, I don't believe that. I don't believe in God. I don't believe in Christ. I don't believe in heaven. I don't believe in hell. The young Christian knew nothing except he could remember Mark 16, verse 16. He that believeth not shall be damned. I don't believe that either. Well, he that believeth not shall be damned. But I treat it all as a fairy tale. He that believeth not shall be damned. Turning away, the unbeliever said, you're just a fool. At the end of a long train journey, he went to his home. If you haven't traveled a long time by train, this may not resonate with you as it will with others who have done so. He laid his head upon the pillow. As he was trying to drop off to sleep, he could still hear those great metal wheels as they came to every break in the track. That noise that only a train could make, he listened. And with every turn of the piston, he heard the words, he that believeth not shall be damned. As he drifted off to sleep, it was still the same. He that believeth not shall be damned. He wakened up with a start. He that believeth not shall be damned. Till finally he jumped out of his bed and he got on his knees and he cried, my God, I believe. Have mercy on a sinner like me. Oh, that tonight God would write it in every heart. This is the judgment written. This is the judgment decreed, written with the pen of iron, written with the hand of God, written in the indelible ink of God's everlasting purpose. He that believeth not shall be damned. The Bible calls this the second death. Calls it everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. Banishment to a place that our Savior described as the place where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. This is the solemn truth. The righteous judgment of God will reflect the character of the judge. It will reveal the state of the judged. And it will require the execution of the sentence of the law and the warning of the gospel. This is God's truth. Thus in Romans 2, Paul is pleading as a Jew to another Jew. I plead tonight as a sinner to other sinners. Will you ignore such a truth? Will you travel blithely onward toward your meeting with your God with nothing more than a hypocritical religion and a self-righteous profession to lean upon? As Paul cries here, will you despise the overtures of mercy? Will you despise the riches of God's goodness and forbearance and long-suffering? Will you despise that goodness which leads you to repentance? Or, what an or it is, will you treasure up wrath against the day of judgment? People lay up treasure in preparation for their old age. Everywhere I turn, I have listen to people talking about their IRAs, about their savings, about their investments, about their insurance, about their treasured preparation for old age. How much more should we lay up treasure to prepare for eternity? But listen, the only treasure that rejecters of Christ and breakers of God's law, the only treasure that sinners, religious as well as irreligious, lay up, as Paul says, is wrath against the day of wrath and right the revelation of the righteous judgment of God. The judgment of God is righteous. God will never deviate from that perfect standard. God in that day is going to require absolute, perfect, sinless, spotless righteousness. Anything else will lead to hell. But listen to me. This is the very righteousness that God provides in Christ. This is the very righteousness which Paul calls the gift of righteousness. It's in Christ. He told the Corinthians, Christ is made unto us righteousness. Jeremiah looked forward to our Redeemer and he termed him Jehovah Tsidkenu, Jehovah the Lord, our righteousness. If you have Christ, you have a perfect righteousness. If you don't, you have no righteousness at all. The gospel offers the free gift of the perfect righteousness of Christ, the pardon for all your sin, the investiture of your soul with the righteousness of Christ, so that you stand before God as righteous as He and as acceptable as the Lord Jesus Himself. That's the gift freely offered. Let me ask you what Paul asked in this chapter. Will you despise this goodness? Will you despise it? Or will you receive it? On your response to that question depends your whole eternity.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.